Episode 1574, There's a First Time for Everything.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching happy, happy day. It is Friday, and that means you have made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And oh my goodness, I just have to tell you, there's a first time for everything. If we only could get it right the first time. We're jumping in. Confessions of an Upset Mama. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, just when you think you have it all figured out, there's a first time for everything, isn't there? You can love to plan or live spontaneously, but there's still going to be some things that are just new. I wish I could tell you that once you've experienced one stage in life, anytime it occurs again, you can expect the same thing. But there's a first time for everything. And oh, how crazy that can be. In fact, living to what we know can complicate what's to come. Parenting seems to fit that mold exactly. You can make an assumption based on one child only to find out that it doesn't fit another child in the exact situation. Now, that is frustrating because once you go through something, shouldn't it be easier? On the contrary, not so much for us parents. Don't get discouraged, though. You are definitely not alone in this craziness. As I was sitting in a meeting yesterday evening for our son, who will be a high school senior in just 3 weeks, I am not old enough to have another high school senior. This is number 4 for us. I was just kind of amazed. I was like, you know what? Let's go back down memory lane as how the preparation for college began. All the stuff we had to do, applications to complete, the intense scholarship search. I was like, yeah, I can remember doing this for our first, for our second. What did it look like for our third? We were kind of in the middle of a move then. And now our fourth. I'm like, how did we get here? And for a moment when I got the email saying this was not required, by the way, it never said that, but it was in preparation too. And it was for parents only. The students didn't have to come. And I thought, you know what? I really don't want to spend an hour listening to counselors tell me what I need to do for my child. I'm sure I have this all put together. But you see, we've since moved. And no one has graduated from down south. Oh, up north, yes. We've had 3 graduates from up north. But down south, I have no idea. So I thought to myself, you know what? I need to go listen as if this is my first child, even though it's my fourth. I go to concerts that way, watching my children sing or perform. And now we're actually on the older end of the spectrum when it comes to parents. We're the ones who have, you know, most of ours are all grown because it's number 4 and 5 for us. So we look older. I'm sure there are days I feel really much older. And I think, why don't I have it all put together? Why don't I already have all these answers? I've already been through 3. Why should anything be different for number 4 and eventually number 5? For each of them, the process has been totally different and unique to each child, which makes sense, right? I mean, yeah, we think of it kind of common sense. Come on, it's going to be different. However, when you're in the exact situation, you would think there would be some similarities. We have to remember that no matter the situation or experience that we find our children in, both the situation and the end results will look completely unique and different. Treating our children or the situation as equal can lead to disaster in the long run. And I'm afraid that a lot of parents face that. When you've had multiple children, think about the basics. We've all heard this. Oh, you take thousands of pictures of the first, but only hundreds of the last. And you never know what's in the middle. So when you're in a crossroad and you're wondering, gosh, I just don't know what to do, even though I'm in the same situation, but there's this first time for everything, you got to hang on for the ride. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You got to hang on. And most of us, we don't want to hang on. We're tired. Our strength is like, oh, if I could just not have to work so hard. I've been through this. Why do I have to go through it again? Just because you ride one roller coaster doesn't mean you have the other ones figured out. How many different amusement parks have you been to and you still go to that roller coaster? It's not the same one, and they all feel different. The turns are slightly maybe different or unique. Maybe some you go upside down, others you don't. The way you're buckled in, same goes for life. Just because you ride one roller coaster one way, it's not going to be the same with another one. Hang on for the ride. And what do I mean by that? Number one, hang, H, hold to the truth, both for your child and the situation. You have to look at what is true at that moment in time for that child. I know for me, looking at our first and now that we're on our fourth, there are total opposites as to their interests, their strengths, and really what they're looking at when it comes to what's next after high school, which is exciting, but it's also petrifying at the same time because you're like, oh, if I only had the answers, knowing that check off number one, check off number two, check off number three, if I could just do and repeat, especially if I did it right the first time, right? Because then you're thinking, well, why should I put any more effort in? If I did it right the first time, by the fourth time, I should have it down like pat. There should be a science to it. Oh no, there is no science. There's a first time for everything, all the time. So you have to hold to the truth. Number two, A, assess in the present. Don't use the past to determine the present. Now, what I mean by that is if the first went really well and you've got the fourth now, which that's what I'm looking at for our family, I can't compare one to the other, but guess what? We do it. So we take the present and compare to the past. We have to look at the situation in the time that we're in, the present. That's one of the reasons why I named the company Create Your Now the way I named it. You can't rely on the past, nor can you rely on the future, but you are in the now, the present. So you must assess in the present. Yes, you can use the past as experience to hopefully make what better decisions later on, but it can't be what you need as in the next step. Number three, N. Remember, we're hanging on for a ride, this roller coaster that we're on. Hold to the truth, A, assess in the present, and number three, navigate in love. This, in my opinion, is the most important one. Even when the situation is challenging, do everything in love. Yes, there's a first time for everything, but it all has to be done what? In love. Sometimes we make our choices or decisions more complicated because we what? Invite emotion in. We invite, oh, this is what it should be. And when we invite disappointment, comparison, frustration, and we open up the floodgates there, we can have a really big mess. So when you're looking at your child, when you're looking at the situation, navigate in love. That should always be the end in mind. The result isn't always going to be the same, no matter how you do it. You could chart the same course We like to go to the same beach on the East Coast. We like to go to the same beach down in the Gulf. We like to go to the same beach when we're in Texas. But you see, we could take the exact same route every single time, but are we going to see absolutely everything exactly the same? No. The sunset's going to look different at times. The weather is probably not always going to cooperate with us. We hope it does, right? We want to have our beach time. We're going to see and meet different people. The animals that we pass by, whether it's the seagulls in the air or we're driving by and there's birds, etc., on the way, on the route, it's all going to be different. As you're driving, you may find that new businesses have popped up that weren't there before. There's going to be a lot of differences, even though it's the exact same route. And when you're on that route, you got to navigate in love. That should always be the end result. And finally, number four, gather that which is unique to your child or to the situation. We cannot sit here and say, okay, I got this all figured out. It's going to turn out like this. No. My number one is totally different to number four. My number two is different to four, two to three. I cannot compare any of them. And honestly, I don't. That is one thing I have tried my darndest to as a mom, is not to compare my children. I don't even compare my jobs, except for maybe I like that one more than the other. I try to look for what is at the time, and I gather that which is unique to the situation. Look at a friendship that maybe you're no longer really, really great friends with anymore. If you were to look back on that friendship, you can gather some very unique things that you all did together. Something that was special to that friendship. But fast forward to where you are in another friendship, you could be from the same church, from the same school, but you're two different people, correct? That situation, that friendship is going to have something totally different than the one that you're no longer involved in. Gather that which is unique, because that makes it what? Special. And that's what we're looking for. Why do you keep riding roller coasters? For the rush of it. For the feeling of, oh my gosh, that was awesome. That's like parenting. Oh my gosh, that was awesome. It's a ride that you don't want to give up, but you gotta hang on, because it is tough. It's not easy. It can be jerky, but it can bring so much joy to you. It can light up your world, but you gotta be willing to hang on, hold to the truth, assess in the present, navigate in love, and gather that which is unique. As I sat in the auditorium with all the other to-be senior parents, I actually was getting a little excited. And no, I didn't shed any tears, not even one, didn't question it. My mom came because she's here still visiting us from Hawaii. And so I was enjoying that time, and my husband couldn't make it, so it was great. She got to hear all the information, which is fun, right? It's her grandson that's going to be graduating. This is going to be her fifth child that has graduated. Our number four, and then my sister, my niece, has graduated too. So she will have seen five children graduate so far from high school. And I just sat there going, man, we're in a new place. How exciting this is. But I am scared to death, because I don't want to take the wrong step for my child. I believe us as parents, we are trying to do the best that we know how at the time in which we're in to serve our child. But sometimes we just need to get different perspectives. Sometimes we need to be able to step back and say, gosh, am I being too overbearing? Am I not being overbearing enough? Where should I step on the gas or let up a little bit? Where should I be more encouraging? Or no, just shut your mouth because now is not the time. When do you let go and when do you grab hold? If you're one who's going, I need some guidance here. I'm doing okay most of the time, but man, the season that I'm in, I don't know. I just need to ask some questions. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I would be honored to come beside you. I have a free coaching call. Let's talk. It's just like now. Let's break down where you're at. Maybe you've got an up-and-coming senior and it scares you to death. Maybe it's your first one. Hey, reach out. This is how we learn from one another. It's not about right or wrong. It's about learning to what? Be able to navigate the world called parenting. And it's a world all of its own. It's harsh and cold at times. And other times, oh my gosh, it is just so warm that you're dripping with joy. I want your heart filled with joy when you look at your child. I want you to know always that you did the best that you knew how. So click on that link and that will begin our conversation. What ride do you want to be on with your child? What ride do you want to take? Do you want to be the overbearing, rude, obnoxious parent? Yeah, I get those looks too. Like, mom, yeah, that's really you. Or do you want to be one that hangs on and says, I'm going in again and it's going to be fun. There's a first time for everything and I'm ready to hang on for the ride. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and you're ready to get there. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.